Hey, welcome to the Austin Out Podcast, your source for all things Austin. I'm your host, Eric Hyland, and with me as always is the lovely and talented Brittany.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to our trademark One Take Podcast.
One take, folks.
We'd like to welcome all of our new listeners and give a shout out to all of our loyal listeners who tune in every week.
Can you believe, Brittany, that this is our 40th podcast already?
I cannot believe that. It's crazy that we're still here.
Yeah, we must be doing something right. Well, anyway, listen, I have to tell you that 2012 seems to have flown by, Brittany.
Yes.
And New Year's is just around the corner.
I know, and there are New Year's Eve parties and festivities everywhere around Austin.
And one of the biggest parties has over 20 bands, 6 short film sections, an interactive light and sound experience, a fireworks display to finish all off, and it's free.
Whoa, we're talking about Austin's New Year, the official City of Austin party at Auditorium Shores.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to do at this free event that you'll have a hard time choosing between all of the simultaneous things that are taking place.
And the entire event is over by 10:30 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, in case you have, like, other festivities that you want to get to before the clock strikes midnight.
Right.
You know?
Last year, the celebration drew over 20,000 people.
Wow.
And this year, our guess is that it will be even bigger than last year. But on today's podcast, we'll be giving you all you need to know and a few tips for checking it out.
The event kicks off at 5 p.m., so you want to make sure that you're headed that way around 4 p.m. at the very latest, maybe even earlier. And Auditorium Shores, for those that don't know, is on South 1st Street and Riverside Drive in Austin.
Right. But there won't be any car parking on site, and you can't park in the neighborhoods around the area. They're really strict on this. However, there are several alternatives that you can consider.
Since they will have bicycle parking on site, it's highly recommended that you pedal on out if you can.
Yeah.
Now, the bicycle parking is right in the heart of the activity on site at Auditorium Shores. If you look at the map, it's like right in the middle of everything.
Right.
So it's a great way to get there.
Here's an Austin Out pro tip for you. Consider calling our friends at Rocket Electrics today and reserving an electric bike for overnight if they aren't already sold out. We'll toss a link up on the Austin Out where you can track them down.
Yeah, we don't get a commission on that. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, well, and convenient in this case, too.
Right. And that would be like a, you know, just a lot of fun. Anyway, listen, if you must drive, there are 2 pay-to-park garages within a brief walk to Auditorium Shores. Now, the first one's at City Hall at 301 West 2nd Street, and the entrance is actually on Lavaca.
The other parking garage is at One Texas Center, which is at 505 Barton Springs Road. Of course, since traffic can be a mess on New Year's anyway, why not consider using Cap Metro as an alternative to driving and parking? We'll put a link up to Cap Metro's site on the Austin Out, too.
Yeah, and once you get there, the events start right at 5 p.m. And earlier, Britt, you were talking about how there's so many things going on at the same time that people are going to have to choose what they want to see.
Right.
You weren't kidding. There are really 5 main areas of or stages, if you want to call them that, at the Austin New Year's event.
The main stage will have great music for all ages from 5 Austin bands going on one after another from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
The acts include Sue Young at 5 p.m. who does entertaining. Now, these are the acts on the main stage. So
okay.
Sue Young, 5 p.m., does entertaining, educational, dynamic storytelling, and is performed in front of thousands of people.
And she'll be followed at 6 by Edison Chair, which is a 4-piece band that will have you on your feet with their youthful energy and their colorful and vocally embellished arrangements.
At 7 p.m., it's time to get your Latino and reggae groove on with
Arriba!
El Tu. Is that reggae?
No, that was the Latino
part. With El Tule, who will be performing their music, which combines cumbia, merengue, salsa, Cuban, and reggae influences.
All right. Following El Tule on the main stage is Courtney Sanchez, who's been performing for 30 years with her soulful sound.
Mm.
With roles in shows like Dreamgirls and Rent, this is one artist you won't want to miss.
And at 9 p.m., Del Castillo takes the stage. Now, Del Castillo has earned some of the top awards at the Austin Music Awards, including... including Album of the Year and Band of the Year.
Hmm.
And they have a really cool blend of flamenco and rock, Latin and blues, that kind of stuff.
All right, and they'll take their show until the fireworks. But remember, folks, this is one of only 5 areas or stages at Auditorium Shores.
Yeah, the second stage is called the Young Bloods of Austin Music. And they, you know... or the Young Bloods of Austin Music. It's just like the name sounds. You'll be able to discover the next generation of Austin live music performers.
That's really cool. But before the bands get started, to kick the Young Bloods stage off at 5 p.m. will be the Clickety Cloggers.
Clickety Cloggers.
Which is a dance club of Central Texans who perform traditional Appalachian-style clogging with a modern flair.
That sounds fun.
It does.
And following them on stage are 9 bands, literally, who are going to play between 6 p.m. and 9:30 p.m.
Wow.
Now, yeah, you may or may not have heard heard of these bands yet, but chances are if you haven't, you will soon enough.
Among the 9 bands who will take the Youngblood stage are Pangaea, Residual Kid, Identity Crisis, and Finley Sexton.
Finley Sexton. And wrapping up the list for the Youngblood stage, we also have 24/7, Curtis McMurdy and God's Chosen People, Little Brave, and Mobley.
Now, there are 3 more areas we still need to cover, and then there's the fireworks.
Yeah, and you don't want to go anywhere because there's a whole lot more that we need to tell you about, including the Austin Film Buffet, an African dance and drum group, a Chinese dance and fashion show, stuff that flies from the sky that isn't even the fireworks, the flying Balalaika brothers, and even some gospel music.
Not
all kinds of stuff.
To mention the little yoga house,
oh, yeah,
plastic storm sculpture, and a catapult building workshop.
Yes. All that and more when we return from our brief sponsor announcement. Cue the sponsor music, Britt.
Doop, 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 doop. Hopefully you're enjoying our trademark One Take podcast. We love doing it every week.
We are looking for local area businesses who would like to sponsor our podcast, this one right here, and our blog.
The Austinaut is like a family, a really huge one.
Each day we interact with thousands of people who are in the Austin and the surrounding area.
We're already reaching the audience your business wants to reach, and we are much more affordable than traditional advertising.
We have over 240 articles on the Austinaut all about Austin, and your logo can be on every single web page we have for a very low monthly sponsorship.
If you're interested, it's really easy to do. Just go to austinaut.com and click on the Advertise With Us link on the right side of the page.
We would love to hear from you, and our sponsors are what keep us discovering Austin.
A big thank you to our current sponsors, American Bingo, Kong Screen Printing, the Austin Independent Business Alliance, and Connection.
Yes, thank you so much to all of our wonderful local businesses that keep us discovering Austin.
Alrighty, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, we have 3 more stage areas to cover, Brittany. The first is the Parks and Recreation Department Performing Arts Stage. Now, that's
a mouthful.
Yes, but from 5 to 10 p.m., they're going to have a wide variety of things that are taking place there.
From the throat-singing 5-person group of Vanna Mazzi to the flying Balalaika brothers,
Balalaika.
You'll definitely want to stop by this stage.
I love that name. The flying Balalaika.
Balalaika.
I think they're Russian.
All right.
Well, this stage is also where they're going to have the Carver Museum African Dance and Drum Group, the Chinese Fashion Show, and the Rockin' Gospel Project, and so much more.
Oh, what time is the Rockin' Gospel Project? That sounds fun.
Yeah, that one's at 9 o'clock, but I already looked them up. And I also looked up the Flying Balalaika Brothers, who are on at 6 p.m. I think we saw those guys on East 6.
Oh, remember? Yeah.
Those,
East Side Showroom,
yeah,
I think we saw them.
Those guys are really cool.
That was awesome.
Anyway, like I said, this is just something you have to make sure you stop by, the Parks and Recreation Department stage. That's just going to have all kinds of different stuff going on.
The next area of Austin New Year's is the Austin Film Buffet. This goes on from 6 to 9 p.m. and will be featuring presentations and screenings by local film organizations.
In Espanol, we say film bufete.
Okay, good to know.
And looking at the schedule, they're basically nonstop films and presentations by the Austin film community, one right after the other, starting at 6 p.m. Now, included are Best Faces of Austin, the Polish Film Festival, Lights, Camera, Help, South by Southwest, Austin Film Society, and, of course, the Austin Film Festival.
And lastly, they have an entire area at the festivities called Fun for Anyone.
Now, this is what blows my mind, Brittany, because I don't know how you're going to decide between all of these areas.
No way.
Because we've just mentioned some really, really cool stuff. But this one is the one that you'll probably be listening to a band and you'll be kind of glancing over your shoulder looking at, going, what the heck is going on over there? And with all the lights and creative activities that are going on at this last section, don't just look. Walk on over and see some of the really neat stuff that they've got going on.
Like the Starseeds Interactive Stage, which is the lightweight LED-lighted toy that shoots high into the air and floats down with choreographed performances from 6 to 10 p.m.
Or the Web of Wishes, which is Sarah Stolak's world on a string in which your dreams and resolutions are actually strung on yarn and woven into a web which grows throughout the night.
That's awesome. Or how about this one, Catapult into 2013, where children of all ages work with the Austin Children's Museum to launch their wishes for the new year skyward.
If Javen was here, that's my third son. If he was here, he would probably want to get into the catapult,
yeah,
and be launched.
Definitely.
All right. One of my favorites on the program is the interactive light and sound experience that was presented by light artist Richard Phillips and the Interactive Entertainment Systems. Now, this is where LED lighting brings the Auditorium Shores gazebo to life.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, get this, Britt. As people move through the beams of light inside, The gazebo, sounds are triggered, and additional lights cast shadows onto a backdrop, which then create a unique experience for each guest that arrives. Now, how cool is that?
That is crazy. And it's crazy that all of this is free.
Yeah. And there's even more for the Fun for Anyone area. So don't miss this, because we don't even have time on our podcast to cover everything.
But we absolutely have to mention the grand finale.
Oh, yeah.
At 10 p.m., the fireworks take place, which for the very first time will be accompanied by the Capital City Highlanders, a traditional Scottish pipe and drum band.
It's going to be one heck of a night, Britt. I hope our listeners take the time to head on out and experience it all this year.
And there you have it, folks. We've given you an awesome and free event taking place here in Austin for New Year's Eve in less than 11 minutes.
And that's how we do on the Austinot. There's absolutely no excuse not to have a great holiday season in our city and the surrounding area. We thank you for joining us on our podcast.
For those who are new to the Austinot, bookmark us. We post 5 unique articles a week all about Austin and the surrounding area. We also have over 240 articles all about Austin on our blog. So if you're new, take some time. Check it out.
Yep. We also like to give stuff away on the Austinot. We give stuff away all the time. Some of the stuff we give away is pretty amazing. We do it twice a month, and it's free to sign up and win. We're going to have a link for you on the Austinot in case you're interested in signing up for those giveaways.
If you have any questions, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheAustinot. And if you use Twitter, you can find us at TheAustinot.
Tweet us. And that wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Britt?
See you soon.
Happy New Year.